Well, hello, guys. Now, here's an old lady. She's not old. She's only 61 years of age. And I have to say that because of my age. But anyway, this happened in Thailand. They were on holiday there, I guess, in Bangkok. And they were on Koh San Road, staying in a hotel. What the hell was she doing in Koh San Road? That's for young people. But anyway, after she drank some alcohol that they were given to her at the hotel, she started sort of blacking out, and she walked around the hotel lobby naked for 4 hours. And she said, obviously, her drink had been spiked. Now, I see she has a tat, so she probably thinks she's still 18 years of age and can drink like she was 18. Of course, she's not. It couldn't be that she just drank too much alcohol that maybe she wasn't used to and was stronger than at home. And she got absolutely paralytic. But that would mean she'd have to take responsibility for it. So if she says it's spiked, then she's okay. And I believe a lot of that goes on with femons. We all seen in the news about spiked drinks, and it's always femons that drink them, apparently. Couldn't be they just drank too much alcohol, were found in the street with half their clothes missing or something, and they were just paralytically drunk. No, no. That means they'd have to take responsibility for pouring the alcohol down their own throat. So they say their drink must have been spiked. Boy, I'm not saying it doesn't happen. I'm just saying there's an awful lot of femon fakers. And all to avoid one thing that femons hate. Responsibility. Accountability. And I lived in Thailand, and there's a lot of stuff over there that looks exactly the same as home, but it's a lot more alcohol in it. And if you're not used to it, it can send you a bit crazy. I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. More smoke and mirrors all the time. And deceit. Take it easy, guys.